Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock on the Road experience is Video Royale 29 out of Winnemucca, Nevada, the week of August 2nd. It'll be broadcast live from the Winnemucca Events Center on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on Superior Click to Bid.com each day that week, Monday through Friday, August 2nd through the 6th at 10 a.m. Central Time is when the auction will start. 184,000 head will be offered that week, including 29,000 yearling steers, 18,000 yearling heifers, 87,000 weaned calves, 47,000 calves on cows, and some bred stock as well. The big day for cattle from our part of the country will be Monday, August 2nd. For details of when cattle will be selling from each region and chance to see the video of the cattle selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117.
Well, live cattle futures tried, but just could not maintain the upward momentum yesterday. The October contract made a higher high, reaching near chart resistance, but then fell back as buyer interest waned. Box beef continued to push higher as retail's looking ahead to Labor Day demand. Choice cuts gained $1.80 with select cuts up $3.02. Whether the strength in box beef will increase the need for packers to step up and pay more for cattle remains to be seen. Hogs again pushed to new highs for the current trend, with the December contract nearly closing the chart gap left from June 15th. That will likely be filled quickly, though. Hog futures have made an impressive comeback from the lows on June 24th, despite some lackluster cash and China being out of the export market, with the only activity from them being cancellations. Cash was slightly lower on the National Direct Afternoon Report, with a decline of about 45 cents. However, cutouts gained 55 cents with strong demand. On the grains, higher futures at all three wheat exchanges, with Minneapolis leading gains of 10 to 14 cents yesterday. Aside from the higher trade overnight, spring wheat futures have turned in especially disappointing price action the last several days, having closed lower in five of the last six sessions. Chicago wheat has settled lower in four straight sessions, trading 40 cents off recent highs. The weakness in spring wheat futures specifically seems to be twofold, with ideas the spring wheat crop could prove slightly larger than the dire prospects posted by the USDA on the July WASDE, considering expectations are for zero spring wheat to be produced in the country. Slightly weaker trade overnight in corn futures as price remains inside Tuesday's range. Price action has been especially choppy of late, with many traders describing the corn market as convictionless. This would be reflected in the decline in volatility, with September options settling at 32.81% versus 36.8% a week ago. We're going to take a look at all your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock's been working for our neighbors for over 30 years. Three big sales still coming here at the end of summer, including Video Royale out of Winnemucca, Nevada, the 2nd through the 6th of August, the Bighorn Classic out of Wyoming, 16th through the 20th of August, and then the big Labor Day auction coming the 8th and 9th of September at Superior Livestock Studios in Hudson Oaks, Texas. Details at SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call at 800-422-2117.
Well, on the livestock futures at the close yesterday, August live cattle up down 52 cents, 122.92. October down 77, 128.42. August feeder cattle down $1.50, 160.70. September down 82 cents, 164. August hogs up 7 cents, 107.47. Kansas City wheat, September up 2.5, 641.5. December up 2.25, 652.75. Chicago wheat, September down 2.5, 674.5. December was down 2.5, 684.25. September corn down a penny, 548.75. December is down a half at 546.25. August soybeans up 5.5, 1418.25. September is up 4.5 cents, 1367. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.